Today, in Ankara, the World Health Organization urged people not to panic about an outbreak of bird flu in Turkey. 15 people in Turkey have been infected with H5N1 virus. At least two have died. So far, it appears that all of those who've come down with the bird flu got the virus from close contact with poultry. No signs confirmed cases yet of human-to-human transmission. We asked NPR science correspondent Richard Knox to give us the latest news on the situation in Turkey and answer your questions about bird flu and the potential for a flu pandemic. We're still taking your calls, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or an email at totn@npr.org. Richard Knox joins us now from Boston. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Frank.
What's new about this Turkish outbreak?
Well, there were no additional human cases announced today. Hundreds of people in Turkey are being checked so far, if they've had exposure to chickens or if they have flu-ish symptoms. So far, the tests have been negative. There are probably dozens being monitored in hospitals. The current total of cases in Turkey so far is 15. There have probably been three deaths, two official, one still being investigated, but all of those are in one family in eastern Turkey. Now, the surviving dozen cases, two are in serious condition, but Turkish authorities say they'll probably survive. And I think one thing that's noteworthy is that the human cases have been seen now in seven Turkish provinces involving at least 10 families. So it's pretty widespread. The great majority of cases have been children.
Widespread, and it seems to have broken out pretty quickly. Am I right about that?
Yes, I think that's the thing that really got everybody's attention with Turkey. I mean, this disease has been percolating through Southeast Asia and China for 4 years now, and most of the cases have been sporadic, you know, case here, case there. And the very first time this was known to infect humans was in Hong Kong about 8 years ago. And then there was a sudden outbreak involving about 18 people and six people died. And back then, the Hong Kong authorities killed all the chickens and it seemed to get rid of it there for a while. In Turkey, there's a sudden, you know, just in the past 10 days, there's been a discovery of these 15 cases. And that really is unusual.
Is there evidence that the bird flu virus is changing?
I think that's going to be one of the big questions. There is a lot of speculation among the experts who are following this from the World Health Organization and others around the world that the virus might be becoming more contagious, that is to say, more easily transmitted between birds and humans. But I don't think genomic analysis of the genes is going to tell us that. I think they're going to have to puzzle that out from the pattern of cases. That's one possibility. There's no evidence that, well, one of the striking things is that this, you know, we haven't seen as many fatalities in Turkey as we've been seeing elsewhere in Asia, where about 53% of all identified cases have died. So far, 3 out of 15 in Turkey. That may mean that the virus is becoming less virulent, less lethal. It also just may mean that the cases are being identified in Turkey faster, gotten to treatment, and treated with antiviral drugs faster.
Let's go to the phones. Natalie is on the line from Reno. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have a question for us?
I do. I have seven chickens in my backyard. We have a chicken coop, and they are safe, but I'm wondering how safe we are.
Well, I think you can be pretty confident right now that there's no risk to you from this strain of bird flu, which is called H5N1. There's been no evidence in either wild birds or in domestic poultry in the United States or in all of North America or this hemisphere, for that matter, of any infections. They're monitoring and will be monitoring during the coming spring northward migration birds. Wild birds, to see whether it's spreading through migratory pathways. But so far, I think there's just no reason to be worried that North American chickens are infected.
All right. Thank you for your call. Natalie, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stacio. I'm talking with NPR science correspondent Richard Knox about the outbreak of bird flu in Turkey and the rest of the world. Richard, you say there's no reason to worry yet in North America. I mean, is there any way to tell that it's coming, or do we have to wait till it's here to know that now's the time to worry?
Well, as I said, the animal health people are monitoring and certainly will be monitoring wild bird populations as they migrate now from the south to the north this spring. You know, hopefully we'll get some signals from from those
reports. Well, what would those be? I mean, that you'd find a bird, say, crossing the Arctic, or some bird has – how would you know? What are you looking for?
Well, for instance, one of the first signals that it was migrating westward from China is that last fall there was a die-off of some birds in a lake in central China, and that was picked up on, and indeed it was a valid signal, and that's how it probably got to Turkey.
We have more callers. Neil is on the line from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hi, Neil.
Hey.
You have a question?
I had a quick question regarding the incubation period of this H5N1 avian flu.
Oh, okay.
And whether or not these government-sanctioned tests are being able to catch the majority of the cases in time before the virus actually shows its full force.
All right. Thank you, Neil.
It's presumed that the incubation period for this flu is about the same as it is for ordinary flu, which is 10 days perhaps, or not, well, probably less than that, 2 or 3 days to 10 days. One of the interesting things about the Turkish outbreak is that it appears as though some cases have been identified, a couple of little boys, for instance, even before symptoms got developed. They were identified because these kids had contact with sick chickens and their parents were aware enough to bring them in and get them tested. And so it's very unusual to find infected people who've not even yet had symptoms.
You say that we here in North America have a little bit of time. What about the countries bordering Turkey? Are they getting worried about the spread?
They're very anxious, yes. There's been a closure of borders into Iran. Mm. The people in Georgia, villagers near the Turkish border, are said to be slaughtering chickens, even though I don't think there's any reported cases of poultry outbreaks in Georgia. Syria, Armenia, they're stepping up border control. A politician in Russia today suggested that people go out and take their shotguns and shoot wild birds, which is really not a very rational response.
Doesn't seem to be rational, right? Ray is on the line from Carlstadt, New Jersey. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
My question is it possible for this virus to transfer to cats? Cats stalk birds, wild birds.
Yeah.
Is it possible that cats could...
Wow, bird to cat. Thank you, Ray.
That's a good question. There certainly have not been reports that I know of domestic cats getting infected anywhere in Asia. One of the reasons why you might want to worry about that is that certainly large cats in zoos in Thailand did get infected from eating sick poultry that were fed to them in the zoo. And some of those big cats died.
Huh.
So, felines can get infected. Apparently, it's not very easy for them to get infected, though.
In this country, the president's asking Congress for $7 billion to beef up our ability to fight a pandemic. What is he referring to? How would we do that, and how would it work?
Well, much of that money would be devoted to stockpiling of Tamiflu, which is an antiviral drug that probably works against this, and vaccines. There is a vaccine in development and in human trials right now against H5N1 on the bet that that might turn out eventually to be the pandemic strain. It's going to take a while before we get any substantial stockpiles of that, but that's what many of those billions would be used for.
So, yeah, you've got a vaccine that looks pretty good. What about treatments once you get the flu?
The only likely treatment is oseltamivir, which is also called by the brand name of Tamiflu. It's being used in Turkey for all these suspected cases. That may be one reason why we've seen a lower death rate there, is one speculation. It has to be given very early, within 24 to 48 hours after the symptoms begin, or else it doesn't do any good. It's not cheap. And there's great demand for it. Many nations around the world have ordered up stockpiles. The United States was not at the front of that line. And so we have a very small proportion of our population that would be able to get it. In this country, the planning so far has targeted Tamiflu stockpiles for healthcare workers and other essential workers, like people who work in power plants and essential jobs.
All right.
Not for the general public.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox joined us from Boston. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stachow.